shall we say, things have changed rather dramatically in pollination over this last season. And things like quality have suddenly become very, very important.
This dramatic change, what's the difference?
Well, to put it simply, I suppose, like any other business, it's a matter of supply and demand. And in Tasmania, we've got a rapidly growing agribusiness, and a large part of it is very dependent on pollination, and in fact, some of it's totally dependent on pollination. If you're growing things in glass houses or tunnels or shade houses, you're totally dependent on having pollination provided. You've got to bring the bees in.
So then we're talking cherries that are enclosed in places now, all the berry crops too?
Absolutely. It starts late winter with cherries. Cherries are very difficult because they're right in the early season. And I wouldn't touch cherries. You've got to be in a warm area. Spring can be very variable in Tasmania. And so people specialised in that. And the ones who did it well, there's been some very, very good ones around. But now the money is too tempting. People will go into it who perhaps aren't going to do it so well or don't even know.
Something like a gold rush.
Unfortunately, that's quite an apt description for it. If you're talking things like raspberries, you're talking high-value crops. And agribusiness is growing very fast. Berry growing, the infrastructure is going in to double the production of berries, a current production. And unfortunately, your main hives are in pollination. The industry can't meet that demand, which is why we've seen increases of 4, 5, 6, and even 7 times the price paid for pollination in this past season on the previous season.
So we're talking hundreds of dollars for a hive over what time frame?
Well, figures of $200 to $300 a month per hive, and sometimes even higher than that. So unfortunately, we've had a wide range of hives being pushed into service to the extent that anything resembling a box with bees coming out of it has been pushed into service, and sometimes with not so many bees coming out of it, I hear. So that's at the one extreme, but I'm interested in the other extreme, that trying to make the most of what you've got, because with a high-value crop, there's a very big multiplier. So 1 or 2%, just a little bit of quality, makes a huge difference. By high value, we're talking in the millions of dollars. We're not talking little money. It's big money.
When consulting to these, let's say, big berry businesses, for instance, that you're involved with, what is it that you're telling them now?
Well, it's not so much telling, but they're seeing in terms of good providers. If you can't get the quantity, and you've only got one choice, and that is to go for quality. And also, if you're paying that sort of money per hive, and remember, in some instances, we're talking about 100 or so hives, it's not exceptional, at $200-$300 a month per hive for 6 months, that's quite a lot of money once paying out. That's where the quality starts to count. And also, in terms of fruit production, you get a better quality fruit, you get a better quality set, and this makes a lot of money. So now we're seeing, in the extreme situation, if this year has been bad or a crisis situation, next year is going to get worse. So suddenly there's a focusing of minds, and it's a very interesting time to be in beekeeping.
You say this year's a crisis, next year will be worse, but you jumped over the whys behind this.
The why is a contentious issue. Basically, the number of hives in Tasmania is limited by the access to the leatherwood, which is an issue with a long and contentious history, shall we say. But bar small numbers of hives, if I'm talking about an increase, I'm talking about thousands of hives, it's not going to happen. My working of it is that even if one has an apiary business that is totally dedicated to pollination, and that's actually happening now in Tasmania, that's the first time we've seen this, and it's a totally different model of beekeeping, which is really quite interesting and exciting to be involved in that. But I think somewhere in the model, you need to have the support of a good, strong flow. And however we work at it, Leatherwood is the best around. It gets a bit complicated, but you need to have access to a good, strong feed to be able to build the bees up.
Well, let me complicate it further, because the Leatherwood is essentially a Crown resource.
Yes.
And the leases aren't transferable at the moment.
Well, they are and they aren't. The leases are, again, a contentious issue. The leases are managed, or rather owned, by various Crown agencies. Forestry had many of them, but there's been a transfer of lands to different agencies, Parks and Wildlife, Hydro, etc. And there are no new areas opening up, essentially. So in order to increase the number of hives substantially, we'd have to have new areas opening up, and we'd have to have, dare I say it, a different model for allocating those new areas, because you've got a different model of beekeeping to, say, honey production. So, well, essentially that's what's got to happen, but how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen, I don't know. And there are not many signs of any changes in the pipeline just yet. And the longer you leave it, the worse it's going to get.